Hi everyone, Taylor here. So based on the title of this episode, it's probably not what you were expecting this week. And to be quite honest, it's not what we were expecting this week either. We were planning to release our 100th episode. However, after recording that episode, we learned that we had some technical audio difficulties and issues. So, it's gonna take us a little bit longer to get that episode ready for public consumption. Mostly so we don't make anyone's ears bleed in the process. So instead of that, you all are getting the Technical Difficulty Not 100th Episode Spectacular, featuring Florida Man. This episode was originally a bonus episode from our now-defunct 10-pound Patreon bonus tier, and we released it a long time ago in July 2020. But it's fun, it's a classic, it's really just out there. So hopefully this will tide you over until we can fix the 100th episode enough so that it's actually listenable. So yeah, until then, enjoy this not 100th episode bonus, and look out for Florida Man. You never know what he might do next. I'm Taylor.
I'm Kat.
And welcome to this month's extra special Square Mile of Murder bonus episode. Now, we know that the last few bonus episodes have been, you know, quite serious and sad and involved lots of sort of dead children. So this month we wanted to veer off in the other direction and do a fun episode.
Yeah, I mean, we did promise no dead babies for a month, didn't we?
We did. So this is us sticking to that promise.
Yeah.
And now this is quite exciting. This month we are talking about the most mystical and mythical of creatures, the Florida Man.
It has been said that if you want to go to an amusement park that's themed around white people and all the dumb shit they do, Florida is the place for you. But if you can't quite afford that trip to Florida to watch white people do dumb shit, then you can also type Florida Man, followed by any date, into Google, and just see what headlines come up. And that pretty much formed the basis of this episode. So, I will actually say I'm quite upset that I, because people say, there's like a meme going around, you know, like type Florida Man in your birthday. Mm-hmm. Into Google and see what comes up. I can't do that because my birthday is July 4th.
Oh.
And it just doesn't work.
No. You just... It breaks the matrix, I think.
Yeah.
You try
Google,
to do that.
It just breaks Google. It's like, no, there's too much dumb white shit going on there.
Too many thumbs being blown off by fireworks there.
Yeah. So here are just a handful of our favorite Florida Man stories.
Yes. Now, I would just like to state for the record that for years, I've been going around town saying my favorite Florida Man headline is Florida Man stabs wife with squirrel.
Wow.
However, fantastic headline, right? However, upon researching that story for this episode, I learned two things. One, it was a woman who stabbed her husband with a ceramic squirrel. Because he didn't bring home beer on Christmas Eve, obviously. And it was in South Carolina.
Dude.
I know.
There's nowhere near Florida. Even my dumb Yorkshire ass knows that.
It's pretty near Florida.
Nah. There's like
it's
a
the
whole
South.
State in between.
Yeah. But
and that
like,
state is Georgia?
Yeah,
I got it right.
But like, so
I've been erroneously telling that story for several years. So to anyone who's heard that, I apologize. It was South Carolina woman stabs husband with squirrel. So I had to find some different stories for this episode, unfortunately. So my first story happened on January 8th, 2019. And the headline is Florida man arrested after argument over cheesesteak.
I mean, I have some pretty strong opinions and claims to food. If someone tries to steal my food, I will stab you with a fork. But do you really need to get arrested over a cheesesteak?
That's the thing. Like, are your food opinions and preferences really arrest worthy? Well, for this particular man, they were. So the story goes, a Florida man was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge after he got into an argument with a cashier about a cheesesteak sandwich. Joseph Lagana, age 27, of Port Richey, was at the Gun Highway Flea Market in Odessa when he got into an argument with a cashier about receiving a sesame seed bun with his Philly cheesesteak. His Philly cheesesteak. Now, according to a Pasco County Sheriff's Office affidavit, a deputy was called to defuse the situation and said Lagana was being, quote, loud and argumentative to patrons at the flea market and, quote, appeared heavily intoxicated. Go figure.
I mean, that would explain why you are getting so worked up over a sesame seed bun.
I know. So he was booked into jail on a misdemeanor charge and was then later released after posting a $100 bond. And also, according to another article that I found, he was taken to the Lando Lakes Detention Facility, which I think is wonderful.
Lando Lakes.
So, just food-related all around here. So, is a sesame seed bun acceptable for cheesesteaks? Or Philly cheesesteaks? According to what I could find online, the answer is a resounding no. So
what bun would you use?
I think you'd just use a standard like hoagie roll, like a sub roll.
You know, asking as someone who has never been to Philadelphia or even Pennsylvania or had cheesesteak. Because it's not really a thing here so much.
No, it should be.
I think Subway do like a half-assed version of it, which...
We won't even
Subway's
talk
just
about...
not worth the money.
No. I have been suspicious of Subway ever since I realized that every Subway in every country in the world smells exactly the same. And it disturbs me to no end, so I just don't abide it.
I did like the one they had at the student union where you could get like the meal deal for £3 because that was so convenient between lectures.
It was.
And we were doing our masters. So.
But yeah. I mean, the question really is, can you even get a decent cheesesteak in Florida?
I don't know. Can you?
I'm going to guess probably not. Like, yeah. Mr. Lagana may have been right in his convictions that his sandwich should not have been served on a sesame seed bun, but maybe shouldn't have resorted...
Was it worth getting a conviction over?
Exactly. Shouldn't have resorted to such a behavior.
So your mum obviously lives in Florida for half the year.
Yes, she does.
Has she ever had a decent cheesesteak in Florida?
I'll have
Did
to
you ask.
Her?
I
haven't...
have asked her before.
I we could didn't know. Think about it. I will ask her and I will put it in the show notes, her answer. But I'm gonna guess the answer is no. And I'm not sure my mother has ever had a cheesesteak ever, so that could also be.
Your mom strikes me as being a bit more refined than that.
She's not, but it's just like that's just like a very specific like I've only had cheesesteaks a very small handful of times.
Okay, so my first Florida man story is from just 6 weeks ago, and the headline reads, first headline is, Florida man takes 5-foot alligator into Florida key lime pie store. I love that headline. I mean, it's very wordy, but...
I have a lot of questions about this one.
Okay, let me give you the rundown, then. Then we'll take questions. So, a man in Cocoa Beach, Florida, which is kind of near Orlando and just down the road from where... from Cape Canaveral, where the shuttles launch from, took his pet alligator named Sweetie into a key lime pie shop. Sweetie was dressed in a bright yellow t-shirt, and a video of her owner picking her up and carrying her along the road in front of the store went viral on social media last month with more than 6 million views. The Florida Key Lime Pie Company wrote on their Facebook page, "Sweetie sends her love and gratitude to all of her fans. Thank you." And according to Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, pet alligators are allowed in Florida if the owner obtains a Class 2 personal pet license, which requires no convictions of certain wildlife-related violations, and the person must demonstrate 1 year and 1,000 hours of substantial practical experience in the handling, husbandry, and care of alligators or other crocodilian species. Also, key lime pie is the official state pie of Florida.
Of course.
I do like a key lime pie. Yeah.
Oh, I love key lime pie. It's fantastic.
So, what were your questions?
Well, so he wasn't arrested for this.
No, it was just a great headline.
I mean,
well, he may have been investigated. I don't know if he had the license, but I was just like, this is the best headline ever.
My favorite thing is that Sweetie was dressed in a bright yellow t-shirt.
Yeah, I love that detail made it into the story.
It's just really delightful.
Yeah. So it's not really a crime story so much, but just another aspect of Florida Man.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just really like it. I'm pretty sure this is just down the road from where your mother lives in Florida.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It's Satellite Bay, isn't it?
Or Satellite Beach? Satellite Beach. Yep.
Yeah. I remember her telling me that it was like near Cape Canaveral.
Yeah.
But then, because it's only 6 weeks ago, I thought, oh, was your mother back in Vermont by then? We can't interrogate her about alligators.
Sweetie the alligator. 6 weeks, I think. If she wasn't in Vermont by then, she was just about to be there. But yes, well, when you said Cape Canaveral, they can see the shuttle launches like from their balcony. So
I know. She was telling me at your wedding, and I was like, I hate you. This sounds so cool.
I know. But yeah, she is always telling me about like the gators just outside their, you know, complex. And I'm just like, I will not be visiting you. I would like to keep my toes. Although if they're wearing bright yellow t-shirts, I might be.
Yeah, that's like high vis jackets for an alligator.
Yeah. Oh, that would be adorable too. Also, I just love you need 1 year and 1,000 hours of substantial practical experience in the handling, husbandry, and care of alligators or other crocodilian species. Like,
I genuinely didn't know crocodilian was a real word.
I didn't either, and I didn't know that defined a type of species.
No, I didn't really know. Like, what the, like, because obviously you have alligators, crocodiles, caimans.
Yeah.
That kind of, like, subspecies. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that crocodilian was the
umbrella term.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that is fun.
Yes. So, we'll go to my next story. Not quite as delightful as Sweetie in her t-shirt. This is a Florida couple story for a slight variation on the theme. And the headline reads, "Florida couple takes Walmart scooter for joyride to dive bar, police say."
I can see you and the gremlin doing that in your old age.
Oh my god, how much fun would it be though?
I mean, I can see me and you doing that, like, any old day of the week. I mean, I got knackered back and knackered hips and knees, so 10 years' time, I'm going to be needing one of them things.
See? So you just keep driving it. It's fine. So the story of behind this headline goes, security cameras captured footage of Jeffrey Robert Sabiel, age 50, and Santa Marie Walters, age 32, taking the motorized cart from the store and driving off. The couple headed west. After the theft was reported, police found the cart outside a sports bar and located the couple inside. Now, they initially denied stealing the cart, but then later admitted it.
I mean, at some point, there's a security camera somewhere.
Exactly. both were arrested on charge of grand theft and booked into the Pinellas County Jail, and they were later released on $2,000 bond. So, is it Grand Theft Auto or Grand Theft Scooter?
Or Grand Theft Cart?
Grand Theft Rascal? Like, what's the...
So, in America, you may or may not know this, I don't know. So, can you ride a mobility scooter on the roads? Are they road legal?
Now, I've seen people do it, but that does not mean it's legal.
So here, you can actually have them on the roads here, but I think then you become liable for, like, drunk driving.
Yeah.
I have a fun story about a mobility scooter. Okay, so my granddad, bless his heart, so about 13 years ago, so my granddad died, actually probably near 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. My parents got him a mobility scooter. Great. My granddad never had a driving license. So he had absolutely no concept of, like, how to control a moving vehicle. And my parents took him out on the, like, he lived on the little estate, the other side of our village. So it's really quiet. There's, like, I mean, it's like where all the kids learn to ride their bikes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Enter my granddad.
It was so.
So my parents took him out on this scooter. So they go around the estate and he's, like, driving around, but he's, like, turning to talk to someone and doesn't realize he's turning the handlebars. So then he's, like, turning, like behind the door, or he's turning one way and looking the other.
Oh, good.
And he just... And then at some point, my dad stopped to talk to someone and my mum was like, oh, it's okay, I'll keep going with him and we'll get him home in one piece. So they got to the end of his, he had like a little, like a gate and a little path down to his tiny little house. So got to the gate, my mum turned her back for 3 seconds to open the gate, unhook the gate, push it open, kick the stone against it to hold it open. In that less than 5 seconds it takes to do that, my granddad had managed to flip the mobility scooter over and it was laid upside down on the pavement and he was upside down in the middle of the road.
What?
And no one, he was perfectly fine. The scooter was perfectly fine. Not a mark on either. But nobody knows how it happened.
I'm baffled by that. That's amazing.
He quickly lost his mobility scooter privileges.
You know, I think that might have been for the best. Considering.
Probably.
Oh, Lord. God, yeah.
Yeah, Yorkshire man goes on rampage with mobility scooter.
Scooter.
Ends up in the middle of the road.
Yeah. There you go.
Mobility scooters are a wealth of stories.
They really are.
So, moving on from mobility scooter escapades, my second story, this is a wonderful headline. Florida man and puppy in custody for shoplifting.
Puppy?
Yes. So, this happened in February of this year, I didn't even bother going back very far looking for these headlines. It's just...
Well, you don't need to. That's the
no,
thing.
No, well, I was like, I found so many and I was like, I don't know how to choose. So I'm just going to... I was like, okay. They're just going to be recent ones. So this happened in February of this year in Hillsborough County. So in Hillsborough County, which is the county where Tampa is, if this is helping anyone with their Florida geography, a 22-year-old Florida man was arrested for allegedly shoplifting $259 worth of merchandise from a Bass Pro shop.
That would be a Bass Pro shop.
Oh, is it Bass?
Yeah, because this is Florida and we're talking about fish. It's like an outdoor shop, basically.
Yeah.
Or a fishing shop.
So his puppy was in the car with him. Hillsborough Police Department described the puppy as the cutest accomplice they have ever detained. Isn't that lovely? And we don't have a name for the puppy, nor do we know what breed he was or what happened to him after his owner's arrest.
Can I give him a name?
Of course.
Gerald. What?
Okay. I mean, why did you even ask? You do it anyway. Yeah, so while his owner was in jail, the puppy was looked after by the Hillsborough County Animal Services, and the sheriff's office said that if the owner didn't claim the puppy back upon his release from jail, the cute accomplice would be put up for adoption through the Hillsborough County Animal Service. It's a very cute puppy as well, so the link, I believe, is in the episode description.
Yeah.
And you can see it's a tiny cute little puppy. I think it's like maybe like a retriever or something. It's that kind of like yellow retriever, yellow Labrador kind of color.
And they're really like fluffy when they're babies. Oh,
so cute.
Oh, oh, puppies. Shoplifting puppies, no less.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I would let that puppy get away with shoplifting. I'd be like, you know what? It's fine. You need those fishing poles, sir. You go right along.
It's a good job we don't work in law enforcement.
I mean, for a number of reasons, but yes, that is one of them.
We'd be really shit at it. And we just let people go if they had a cute animal. So it's like, okay, you may present your defense.
Dog.
A tiny little puppy. Okay, you may go. Madam, what is your defense? A tiny black kitten. You may go.
Yep.
Free of charge.
Crocodile in a t-shirt. Or alligator.
As long as it's on a lead, I'll allow.
It's fine. It's fine.
And not meth addicted.
No. Or I saw quite a few.
Apparently, there is now a plague of meth addicted alligators in Florida. And I did not have that on my bingo card for 2012, so I'm very disappointed.
2012?
2020.
It's that kind of year.
I didn't have it on my bingo card for 2012 anyway.
I know, right?
Either. I mean, that was when the world was going
to
end.
I know, that's just, when we were supposed to, that's when all this shit was supposed to be happening.
It's just 8 years late, really, isn't it?
It's fine. It's not 8 years. That's not impossible. It's not impossible. It's not possible.
Shall we move on?
Yeah. Man, I really missed out on the opportunity to do, like, cute animal Florida headlines. I just did the really fucking weird ones.
Yeah, you did what we were supposed to do, and you did the true crime ones, and I was like, oh, it was a man and a puppy.
There's a crocodile in a t-shirt. So, for my last case...
My last one doesn't involve cute animals.
Oh, good.
Also probably doesn't constitute a crime, but it's the best thing I've read.
Well, that's fine. For my last one, I have another variation on the theme, Florida woman. The headline is, Florida woman arrested for attacking brother with chicken nuggets.
Okay, so for our listeners who don't know how we write our scripts, usually when we do, like we did for Silly Laws, we kind of have a structure and just copy and paste into our own bits, and I don't actually read Taylor's bits, I just skip through them.
Same.
So it's a nice surprise, and then I'm like, just got to it and I'm just reading ahead like
oh my word. So this story goes on July 29th 2017, so the three-year anniversary of this is coming right up. In Manatee County, Florida, Asia.
There's a Manatee County? I did not know that.
Of course there is. It's fucking Florida.
Yeah, but is there also like a dolphin county and a sea lion county and a killer whale county?
Fucking probably.
Okay.
You
know, I'm going to go visit your mother in Florida next, well, in a couple of years when it's safe to travel again.
I mean, yes. Also, wouldn't want to go to Florida right now, just saying.
And just experience this because Florida just sounds wild.
It really is. It is a sight to behold. Apologies to any listeners in Florida, but you have to admit your state's a little wild. So yes, in Manatee County, Asia Leisha Jimenez, who is 20, was feeding her one-year-old son when her brother decided to grab some food from her plate.
Rude.
Yes. Like, she was busy. Leave her plate
is
alone.
Is that from her plate or from the child's plate?
I think from her, like, the mother's plate.
I'm going to say it's both rude, but you don't steal food from a baby.
No, definitely not.
And you definitely don't steal food from a baby's mama.
Yeah, exactly.
She's sleep deprived and she's not happy.
Yeah, this is a one-year-old, like, don't mess with that. Mm-hmm. So Jimenez got upset and started pelting her brother, which is the word that was used in all the articles, pelting her brother with chicken nuggets while telling him to stop. Her brother responded by punching her and throwing water on her. And their mom had to intervene to try to regain some peace at the dinner table. This is adults we're talking about.
At the dinner table, because I was like, had images of them being like sat around like a living room or something, like the baby's in
chucking.
like a little bouncer or something, and she's just like feeding it. And then I did not envision this being at a dinner table for some reason.
I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was in the kitchen, I think. So by the time the police had arrived, the brother had left, and Jimenez was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery via chicken nuggets, apparently. And what I love even more is that apparently being arrested for throwing food is an issue for Floridians, because there was a related headline in one of the articles I read that said, quote, a pregnant Vero Beach woman was arrested for pelting her brother with frosted cupcakes during a 1:45 a.m. argument.
I mean, if someone's going to pick an argument with me at 1:45 in the morning, you get what's coming to you. And if, well, that's not going to be a cupcake because I'm going to eat it.
I know, that's the thing. Like,
but it's probably going to be something painful.
Pick up a like rock instead.
Well, just the nearest thing I have to hand that's not edible.
I know, that's the thing. Like, I would almost prefer to be being pelted with the frosted cupcakes, so at least I could have a chance of, like, eating one, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, apparently this is an ongoing issue in Florida, and if anyone has answers as to why people are being arrested for throwing food, like, I don't think that's actually domestic battery. I think that the brother punching her is.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But like,
unless you're putting like stones in the chicken nuggets and the cupcakes.
Unless they were frozen. Like,
ooh, that would hurt.
It would hurt a lot. But yeah, so that was a thing that happened.
My final story. Florida man suspected of using private plane to draw giant penis on radar.
It really is a private plane, isn't it? Ba-dum-sh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, again, I kind of went off brief and ignored the crime angle and just went,
it's okay.
So, this story is actually 5 years old. It's from 2015 when a bored pilot flying above the central Florida city of Lakeland decided to draw a giant penis for Flight Radar 24. So Flight Radar 24 is a website where you can track journeys of various aircrafts. It shows like real-time commercial aircraft flights, flight numbers, aircraft types. It's like train spotting for plane enthusiasts, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Aircraft types, positions, altitude, headings, and speeds. So the pilot took off from Kissimmee Airport, flew over Lakeland, drew the penis, and then flew off towards the coast north of Tampa, and then back to Kissimmee on an 80-kilometer round trip.
So here's the thing. I saw this story in my research. And I left it because I was like, I just wonder. I think Kat might grab this one. But
what are you trying to say about me?
No, just because it's wild. But like, so I've seen the picture of the flight radar on the flight radar. And like,
there is no mistaking that.
No. And also, it's very precise. So like, was he watching the radar, like, map? Did he have some sort of way to check it in real time as he was, like, making all his turns and stuff? Or did he just have the sort of spatial awareness while he was in the air to do it that perfectly? Because
I don't know. I mean, I don't think, as she says, I'm assuming it was a male pilot. Men can be very enthusiastic about drawing cocks on things.
That's true.
So he's probably had a lot of practice. And, you know, knows exactly what he's doing. And he's like, right, okay, we're going to take this from the paper up into the air. We're going to draw with a plane this time.
Yeah, right.
Not a marker pen.
Oh, it really, I mean, in the grand scheme of things that you do while bored, really taking it up a level.
Yeah. What did I do last when I was really bored? Recently watched Netflix, probably.
Yeah, like when I'm bored, I like doodle or do crosswords or you know, fuck around with a game or something. I don't take my private plane out and draw for the radar.
No, although I don't have a private plane, so
no.
But I also, it's not like I go and drive my car in a field or something to make like a dick-shaped crop circle.
Or like those...
Maybe we should do that. That would be fun.
Or like those people that use Strava. I've seen like, there's one guy who uses Strava to make like T-Rexes on his running routes or whatever. Yeah. It's like, that's pretty impressive too. Cool. I appreciate that.
But that involves like
running
and I'm just not. I mean, I can't because my various joints and bones are just like, nah, not today or not ever.
We'd prefer if you didn't.
Like, I can cycle, I can swim, but I cannot run.
Well, you could do it with Strava cycling.
I don't have a bike.
Well, then you'd need a bike.
Yeah. See now you're getting to the root of the problem. We will endeavor to bring you all the Strava penises we find.
Yes. Yeah, I'll see what we can find and put it in the episode description.
Yeah. So, obviously, those are just three.
A small.
Of our favorite stories each. But I did find a few of the headlines that I liked. So one was, Wanted Florida Man Gives Location Away on Instagram Live.
Just not smart.
Yeah, that whole... Just the location thing is...
I think people...
It's really weird.
...forget how much information you're giving away.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. I feel like, as a child of the 90s, like, the whole internet danger thing was really, really, really drilled into me.
Yeah.
And, like, and I don't think that happens anymore.
Yeah, I think we're the last, like, generation that really... had all that, I mean, that fear was put into us more, like, way more than was
like
necessary.
I still, every time I, like, comment on something on social media where I don't know the person in real life, I still get that, like, inner pang of, don't talk to strangers on the internet. Like, at 29 I mean, years old.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to strangers on the internet. I've met up with strangers off the internet. But I've always had an escape plan.
Yeah. it's just like, just don't pinpoint where you live.
Yeah. And also, if you're on the run, turn your location trackers off.
Yes. Turn your phone off.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Get a burner phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So another one I liked, very topical. Florida man makes fake COVID-19 sign to avoid arrest. So this was a man who, in the process of being arrested, decided to pretend he had coronavirus so that police wouldn't touch him.
I mean, that's pretty smart.
Did not work, and he got arrested.
Well, so that part's not so smart.
And so the other one, as I said before, trying to Google Florida man and my birthday doesn't work very well for me, but this was one I did find. Unable to wait until July 4th, Florida man blows off fingers with firework a day early.
Just too eager. Just too excited. So a few extra headlines that I really liked. Again, we have a Walmart shopping cart themed headline here. They just struck me as delightful. This one is, there's a lot going on, so strap in to your to your shopping cart.
Strapped in.
A Florida woman has been accused of taking methamphetamine and driving a motorized shopping cart through a Walmart while drinking wine and eating sushi and cinnamon rolls.
That's a very long headline.
It's very long. There's so much going on. Is she taking meth on the cart before she got on the cart while she's drinking the wine? Why are you eating sushi and cinnamon rolls? Those are two very different things that probably shouldn't be going together. But maybe the meth talking.
So assuming... Okay, so meth, you... taken via your mouth, same with wine, sushi, and cinnamon rolls. How is all four things going into her face at the same time?
And she's driving the cart. So, yeah,
like, so obviously she's driving one-handed.
Through a Walmart.
Or is she, like, maybe just driving with her feet? Like,
oh,
her
God.
Feet are,
that'd be
like,
even better.
Staring.
I mean, she is living her best life, clearly.
Yeah. I mean...
And is, I think, the world's greatest multitasker, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, I think the sensible thing to do would be to get high before, because then you don't have to worry about trying to you don't have to try and get that in, like, that in while you're also eating and drinking, so
and
that's
driving.
One thing done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you could stick a bottle, like, down your top or something and have a straw.
Yep.
So she could be, and then but I'm assuming she wasn't eating the sushi with chopsticks.
I think probably not. Like, I think at that point, the refinery of that might have gone sort of out the window.
Or was she just on a rampage for such a long time that she got through the sushi, then started on the cinnamon
That's
rolls?
What I want to know, because it sounds like this woman was just buzzing around Walmart for, like, hours with the amount of shit she got done. I mean, Walmarts are big. But you would probably be able to see that she was in there. Like, someone... I would hope that someone would have noticed. I love that. And I didn't even read the story, because I was like, you know what? It's too perfect. Like, I just...
Yeah, don't ruin it with any, like...
No. I just need to leave it
minor
as
minor details. Yeah, I love that.
It's fantastic. Here's another one in the theme of dumb criminals. Florida man tries to rob GameStop while wearing a transparent bag on his head, thinking it would hide his identity. It did not.
No,
it was
doesn't
see-through.
Quite work. If it's see-through, they can see you. It's not a pair of tights.
If you can see that, I can see you. And like. One of the comments on this story that I saw was like, my 2-year-old knows it's not a good idea to put a bag on your head, number one. Number two,
yeah.
It's see-through, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great.
So is a GameStop, is that like a a gaming shop.
Yeah. Yeah, like a video game store. So, like, they potentially have some very high value inventory.
Yeah.
Like consoles.
I would have a
stuff.
Bit more of a plan than to go in with a transparent bag on my head.
Yeah, really. No shit. Now this one is extra special.
I saw this headline and I was like,
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not pulling at that thread.
Yep.
It's like, I'm going for the pet alligator story instead.
I gotta do it. Because it kept coming up.
Okay.
Florida man admits killing goat and drinking its blood for pagan sacrifice. Would still like to be a senator.
Yeah, I mean, I think I read the actual article for that one.
There's actually a BBC article about this guy.
But yeah, wasn't it supposed to be like some ritual that would help him get elected or something?
It's something like for luck or prosperity or something. He was a very minor Libertarian Party candidate. Thankfully, did not get elected. But yes, he admitted to pagan sacrifice and goat blood drinking prior to the election. So, like,
I mean, that's the scandal that you want to come out after you get elected.
Yes.
Not before.
Not before. Because that just ruins your chances, you dummy.
Mm. I want to know who outed him.
I know.
Like, was it the pagans he enlisted to help him?
Was it the goat's friends? Like, I just
was it Peter?
I just kept seeing this. I'm just like, would still like to be a senator. It's like, well, no.
If you're putting your faith in pagan sacrifices,
maybe
instead of doing the actual legwork needed to be a senator,
maybe you shouldn't be in the Senate.
Yeah.
Just a thought there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's the end of that wild ride. That
I was
going to
say
Florida
that
Man.
Has been a wild ride full of all sorts of creatures and scooters. So many scooters.
Planes
and nuggets.
Automobiles.
And just a lot of really intoxicated human beings, I think is what it comes down to. I think just all of Florida.
Florida, we don't understand you.
No.
We kind of salute you.
Yeah, sometimes.
Kinda. We may visit one time in the future to document you.
Yes, and if nothing else, you have provided us much entertainment.
Yes. So thank you, Florida.
Yes. Thank you, Florida. And thank you for listening. yeah, we'll be back soon with a regular episode.
Yeah,
but
like a proper episode.
A real episode. But let us know if you want us to do, like, Florida Man Part 2.
Yeah, I'm sure we can do that. We can make it, like, a July thing, like, for Independence Day.
Could easily. I mean, it could really become a monthly thing with the amount of shit Florida's churning out, but might burn out on that a bit too quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Give them a year just to, like, get their shit back together.
Yeah, we'll see. If that happens.
And we might have stopped laughing at all of it.
I don't think
I do love the woman on going through Walmart.
I just love it.
Just living her best life off her tits on meth. Wine, sushi, cinnamon rolls. I hate all three of those things. I don't know. Maybe like, like some nice beer or cider, a pizza. Some gummy worms, some sour gummy worms. I do love a sour gummy worm. Just going through.
But would you leave the meth out? Is the real question. Or does
Oh, dude, high on painkillers.
There you go. Or does the meth give you the
you
confidence?
You wouldn't feel it when you inevitably crash. Because when you inevitably crash the scooter, you wouldn't feel it.
That's the thing. What aisle did her caper end in? Sporting goods. Face creams.
Did they like shoot out the tires on the
I don't know.
Scooter?
Was it at the self-checkout? Like, oh. It's just such a delightful mystery. It is the headline that keeps giving.
I'm sure I'm making some very attractive faces.
I sure hope we amuse other people as much as we amuse ourselves.
It is the hope.
That's the dream right there.
Yeah. We just do a two-woman show called The Exploits of Florida Man.
Oh my god. I think it
come into the Fringe Festival.
I know, right? I think it might win some awards right there. There is a graphic novel or a comic book called Florida Man, which I'll link to. So check that out.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to need to have a look at that. Yeah. And hope it's as exciting as I'm now picturing.
The cover is a guy riding a giant alligator. So I kind of think that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, but is the alligator wearing a yellow shirt?
No, he should be, clearly.
Well, but nope. You've lost me.
Yeah, I know. Missed opportunity there.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening. We will be back with a new episode very soon. Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Don't steal motor scooters, everyone.
No.
I'll get arrested. Bye.